I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guy.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys. Well, we've covered balsamics and olive oils. If you're just tuning in, you missed a great education. We have Shasta from Old World Olive Company joining us in the studio. But Barbecue Bob, did we miss anything?
We did. She sent me a little teaser on smoky shrimp cocktail.
Oh.
Oh, we're jumping onto that. All right.
Well, that was something that whetted my palate.
Yes. So we
and you're
have
not a shrimp guy either.
Really? I'm becoming one.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, well, this will help you because I'm not a huge shrimp person either, but this little combination
well,
will help
you. My daughter Emily makes shrimp Louis every time she comes up, and it's so good. I'm like, why don't I eat more of this?
Right.
And, you know,
it's a hemisphere thing.
And a call out to her. She has a bunch of your oils, and she does makeup for the Food Network.
Oh, awesome.
And
that's great.
She has a bunch of those chefs following you guys on Facebook, and she's cooking food for them, and they're huge Old World fans. So
that's
wonderful. Bit of a sponsorship.
You have to give her a big, big thanks
back
for
to
us.
The shrimp,
yeah.
She took half my load last time.
Did she now? Huh.
Yeah.
All
so
right.
That's why I had to go in last night because I didn't have any garlic. So anyway, that's the Food Network people. Those chefs are pretty top notch, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
So
yeah.
They thought your product was phenomenal.
Well, that's wonderful.
Isn't that
Send
nice?
Them our way.
I know.
Yeah. So shrimp. We're talking shrimp, right? So the recipe that you'll probably see online, I'm guessing you'll put the recipe on your
if you like.
Yep.
Okay. Well,
yeah, we will. Absolutely.
It calls for a tangerine balsamic in it. You can substitute that balsamic for any flavor that you want.
Like pineapple.
Cherry would be
one,
good.
Yeah.
Let's
roll with tangerine.
Yeah, we can do that.
Do you have tangerine?
We do.
Oh, absolutely.
Never
yep,
seen
we
it.
Do.
It's blood orange, olive oil, and tangerine balsamic.
Put
great
it on
combination
a,
on a salad.
Mm.
Put it on a pork tenderloin in a crock pot even, and it's delicious.
There you go.
Crock.
I know.
I got your crock pot.
I said a bad word.
Jeez.
Man card.
You're doing so good. It's a good thing Corey wasn't here.
Right.
He'd have to go outside.
Right. So we have a new oil, and it's a cold smoked extra virgin olive oil. So it's that good, solid Arbequina olive base olive oil.
That's a mouthful.
It sure is. And then it gets hit with a hickory blast of cold smoke. And it is, if you want to take your entire grilling to the next level, this is a must-have if you grill.
That might work on my sliders.
It very well could, yes. It also is a nice addition to eggs. Makes a killer green bean casserole. Baked beans. I could go on and on with it.
So what do you call it?
It's cold smoke extra virgin olive oil. So it's got a hickory smoke blast.
I didn't
blast.
See that in the store.
It's buried just a touch, so you may have to ask for it. We've got a lot of...
I did find your maple bourbon.
Oh,
balsamic.
It's one of my favorites. Yep. So
back to the shrimp,
back
Bob.
To the shrimp, Bob. So shrimp on the Bobby.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to take the cold smoke oil and we're going to mix it up with a tangerine. We're going to marinate those shrimp just a little bit. You're also going to throw in a little sriracha, some ketchup, some horseradish, some brown sugar, of course, garlic. I'm a garlic fanatic, so you can never have too much garlic. So marinate that just for a little bit. And just like chicken, you don't want to go too long with shrimp because the acid in the balsamic will break down the shrimp and it'll make it mushy. So you want to...
Ceviche.
Yeah. You want to kind of go on 15 minutes or so, maybe 20, just kind of...
No oil?
Test the shrimp. Yeah,
that's
you're
the
using
cold
the cold smoke.
Oil.
Oh, that's the cold smoke.
Yes.
One hemisphere.
Another hemisphere.
Well, no, I'm looking at this list here and it's everything
yeah,
but that.
It's over on the other side, Bob.
Gotcha.
Like the other hemisphere. Yes.
That's what I said.
Right? So this calls to heat your oven up, you know, throw it in there, heat it up at 350, throw it in the oven, cook them, bring them out, make a little cocktail sauce and dip. I say throw on the grill.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Toss
yeah.
those babies on the grill, get a nice smoke on it.
Throw them in a basket.
Yeah.
Toss them.
Absolutely. And then the cocktail sauce is made with the sriracha, the ketchup, the horseradish, the brown sugar, and the garlic. Boom. You've got yourself a little hors d'oeuvre that is to die for and custom made.
Right. And you could once you pull those out of that marinade, throw them on a skewer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And,
yep.
Because I'm a big fan of appetizers with a handle. Because so you can put them on these little 3-inch skewers, put a couple shrimp on there, throw those on your grill or in an air fryer if you like or whatever.
Those things are pretty amazing.
Yeah, I hate to say it.
It's like the crock pot with air.
Right, I know.
But either way,
they have it for warming food up there, great.
What a great little appetizer, and you're going to blow your guests away.
Absolutely.
With the flavor profile.
Yeah.
So that's cool, Shasta.
Yeah.
You know, Shasta, we'd be remiss. We haven't talked at all about where your stores are. Give us a little rundown, please.
Yeah. So our first location, downtown Rockford. We have a Plymouth location. And then we have two downtown Grand Rapids, one in the downtown market, and then one on the corner of Monroe Center and Ottawa, right across from the Art Museum. Parsley is on the corner.
And that's where I go all the time.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. They tell me.
Because you have a loading zone parking.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Cheap. But anyway, I get it, though, because downtown parking is
You can't even park there right now.
Right,
that's the only spot open.
It is.
Yeah.
You're right.
So, Shasta, do all the stores carry pretty much the same thing?
I mean, for the most part, you know, we do find that different stores, for instance, the Plymouth store might carry something than the downtown market would have just because the clientele is a little different.
Yep.
Sure. But we, for the most part, you can go in and find all of the staples at all locations.
Good, because I'm going to make a visit and to get some of this cold smoke EVO after the show today for these sliders. I'm going to try it. I'll put it on a few of them, eat the first one, make sure it's okay. But which store would I get that, or both of them?
You can downtown, go Grand to Rapids. Either downtown
great,
location.
Great.
So now I talked to Corey recently, and he was talking about what you're doing in Sparta. Is that ready to?
Yeah, so we got a couple things going on in Sparta. There's some containers. I don't know if you've been out there, Bob, but there are some containers, like shipping containers, where a gentleman in the community, he's, you know, really trying to spark that downtown Sparta, you know, neighborhood
vibe, and
kind of, you know, bring some activity to the little town. So he's got these containers out, which his initial thought was for startup businesses. So if you've got something that you maybe aren't quite ready to go into a brick and mortar location, you can go into these containers, inexpensive, try your idea out and see if you can make it.
Sounds like a doomsday room.
You know what, though? A lot of the stores that are the brick and mortar stores there now started there back in the day. So it's been a really
neat. So
that's
where you're going to go?
So we did a container store last season, last summer. We're going to go ahead and open that location up again this season. And we're also bringing Wave Shack, which is the shave ice that we do out of our Rockford store, our Rockford Olive Oil store. So we're bringing Wave Shack to the Sparta location, and we're introducing a couple new food items.
Like a deli?
Well, yeah, kind of. You know, doing some fancy hot dogs and, you know, some neat things that the kids would enjoy in town.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Very cool. So Old World Olive Company, you have an online presence?
We do. It's theoldworldoliveco.com. And we ship from right from the website. We're waiting for our new website to come out. We can't wait to see it.
So are we.
Yeah, we all are. Yeah, so if you don't see a flavor on the website, give us a shout or send us an email. Chances are we have it.
It doesn't matter. If you don't see a flavor, just go into the store.
Right?
It's full of flavor. There's so many flavors you can't possibly leave there without being satisfied.
Right.
I mean, I don't have enough room in my car to possibly get all the things I want out of that store.
Well, and the other cool part about that is it's kind of like craft beer used to be. You go in a little starry-eyed and you're overwhelmed. There's a lot there.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, you've still got those recipe cards. And just go in with, my best advice for going into their store is, one, do it, because you will not be disappointed. Secondly, go in there with, I'd like to make the chicken that we talked about,
and then I'd like to make this. And then listen.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Let that person in there take one of those little shot glass cups and take a concoction of a certain oil with a certain balsamic and make a mixture and just trust them and then chug it down. Just take a sip of it and you'll go, oh my gosh, what a combination.
Right.
I want another one.
Right. What else do you have? What else
Vodka.
Can you make?
Right. Right.
But yep. I have a question for you, Bob. Why are you driving around with olive oil and vinegar in your car? Are you living out of your car? Do you have a stove in your car?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, you just made the comment that you can't put any more in your car.
Cart.
Oh, okay. We thought there were, you know, some things we needed to know.
No. I have a huge pantry in my basement.
Okay.
And it's full.
It's a little worried.
It's full of balsamic.
It's full of oil and vinegar.
Yeah, right. But.
And I have to keep my daughters from stealing it.
I see.
Well, hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciated you tuning in. Shasta, thanks so much for making time today. You always bring a great element to our show. It's wonderful having a lady's voice, but also one that's so knowledgeable. So take care out there. If you get a chance, go to the Old World Olive Company and try out some vinegars and balsamics. We'll talk to you next week.
See ya.